You're listening to Your Music, Your Business, a podcast helping you to explore the business behind your music.
Hello, and thank you for joining the Your Music, Your Business podcast. It is so lovely to have the first ever episode of this podcast after what feels like a long time coming. I have been contemplating about this podcast for, I'm going to say, close to a year, if not more. And a good friend finally gave me the little bit of nudge that I needed to support me to build this podcast up for them and for you. I want to jump right in and just explain what the podcast is going to be about. It's really going to be about helping musicians and industry professionals to build skills, knowledge, and, well, different views about the industry. I want to provide a business mindset behind your music with this podcast and have different people on that are going to give different perspectives of the industry that will hopefully always be relevant to where your career's at, whether you be a musician or a music industry professional. Part of the reason for the podcast and the reason why it is about the business behind your music is because I think that is relevant right now. We're in an industry that is forever going to adapt and change. That's just what the music industry is. It's full of creative, inventive people who like to think outside of the box. But we're also seeing a change in the way that it has been run in regards to the social media movements and the pandemic and the fundamental shift that both of those triggers are having on our industry and how people act and how people release and communicate their message and their music purely based off those two pivotal scenarios. We're also seeing that the industry is now more so led by what an overall brand is, and it's not just about the music anymore. People's attention spans are so much more diverse, and which has meant that they're a lot quicker. Audiences with our music, we now need to be creating something that is a brand. And I think a brand is something that we really need to touch base about on this first ever episode, because branding is what I feel the holistic view of a music career now. You know, you're not just listening to music and going, oh, that's really great. I'm only ever going to hear the record and maybe see the CD cover or vinyl cover and be connecting with the band that way. You are now connecting through social media, Spotify, through seeing others interact with that band, going to their shows, going to see what their new merch is, or buying the next album, or watching the video that's some sort of marketing content, like they're all sitting around having a chat with some press about their release. You know, different things like that is what now sells a song and really makes up what we really call a brand nowadays, because you can't have just the music anymore. It's one or the other. You're successful or you're not at the end of the day, which sounds really blunt, but when you think big picture of those musicians that you connect with, that is what's getting you to buy the album, buy the merch, go to the shows, connect with the social media and like and follow and share with your friends. And then that leads to more fans. I think, you know, really good examples of that is, you know, artists like Tones and I and her brand. Like, I think what a lot of people don't realize is that from my knowledge, I'm pretty sure she was actually an artist for years before she got discovered. But that's not the narrative that we know. We know, or well, the mass media has pushed the narrative that she came out of nowhere and that she's chart topping and breaking all these awesome records within Australia and creating content that some people really, really love and back, and it's a brand that they really support. And then there's some people that really don't love it, but then at the same time they still know her. Like, everybody knows Tones and I. Just like people know Beyoncé, no matter if you like the genre or not. People know who Billie Eilish is. Those are the brands that stick with people and that have exceeded expectations and exceeded the music industry. And I think what I love to have it come back to is a household name, which is a concept that, you know, my artist and I really work on together, is what can we do to be producing content and a brand and music that is becoming a household name. And this in part is to do with people now realizing that everything needs to be a lot more strategic in regards to music and branding, and that so much can stay on the internet, but so much can also be erased, to make sure that we're creating the best possible environment for the music to thrive and for that goal of connecting audiences together and creating a household brand or household known artist. So with that, I thought that'd be a really great segue into telling you a little bit more about me. My name is Jazz. I've been in the industry close to 5 years now, and I actually studied a Bachelor of Entertainment Management. The question as to, you know, should you or should you not go to uni to be within the music industry is such an interesting topic and conversation that I have with people on a weekly basis almost, to sort of get some different opinions about whether you can actually make it in the current music climate without a degree or without some knowledge. And I think, you know, personally, I come from the standpoint of my knowledge has been power to me. It has meant that I've been able to help my artists with a range of different things that I don't think I would have been able to unless I had gone and studied. My bachelor covered everything from artist management, events management, arts law, touring, all that sort of thing. But then also it covered really interesting topics that I didn't think I'd ever use, but I do now, in regards to economics, consumer marketing, entrepreneurship, branding, all that sort of thing. And I really feel like my bachelor created a full circle story and knowledge for me about where I am within the industry, but then also where, say, you know, the CEO of, you know, one of the biggest record labels in Australia is themselves, and what they're probably experiencing and what they're looking for and searching for. And I think that has been the difference between, say, myself and somebody who started up with the knowledge that they have of the industry. But at the end of the day, I think it's all really relative. I think everybody needs knowledge. Everybody needs industry experience, and everybody's going to have a completely different aspect or view of the industry no matter what. Nobody's going to have the same experience. And I think that is the best part about the music industry, is because what works for me might not work for the person next to me. What works for your music might not work for my clients or, you know, the other clients that I work with in the future. And it also may not work in 1 year once we've passed this pandemic, or, you know, in 5 years when the music industry has shifted again due to technology. Knowledge is power, and understanding where different people are having different views or thought patterns, or agree with me or they'll agree with you or whatever it's going to be, like getting that that full circle knowledge is, you know, huge power. I think only knowing your perspective of the industry is just going to shelter your music. It's not actually going to help grow it. So to make sure I'm not accidentally getting into a full rant about that with you, there's definitely a time and a space for that conversation to happen. But yeah, basically I started studying in uni, and while I was there, I started managing and found it really interesting to be connecting the two of those opportunities together, because I got the support that I needed as a young manager starting out, having all these very broad questions about how to release music and all this sort of thing. I had that support while I was building my business and starting up. And I think I really needed that for the scene that I went into. I sort of fell into the pop punk scene a little bit. And that was very interesting for me because it was not the sort of background that I'm used to. You know, I came from my parents having very diverse music tastes. So my mum was a lot of jazz and blues and soul and maybe a bit of classical in there, and she also loved the golden oldies. My dad was rock and loved a good you know, gold FM sort of radio station listen, which my parents did bicker on every now and then, which is funny. But that was where I came from. So to be jumping into a pop punk scene, which is, it is such a scene. It's such a great scene, but it is definitely a very unique scene, a scene that not many people delve into. I think we all know what pop punk sounds like. It's just, what does the local music sound like now? That was such an interesting experience for me, and gave me a really great introduction to adapting to different genres and how they are so different culturally within the industry from one another. And that sort of has meant that now I work with pop punk, alt rock, rock bands. I'm also now starting to get into working with indie, folk, soul, R&B artists across solo, duos, bands. It's just such a mixture of sounds, which is so fantastic, because the diversity of working with different types of clients in different structures and formats, be them bands or solo projects, it makes every project so different and so unique, and no two are the same, which I love. It makes my job interesting. And that sort of brings me why JY Management Group is a business that I've been growing since my first ever band, and building into a platform that helps champion emerging artists and build their careers with the right foundational steps. Basically had the goal with the business of creating something that is a collaborative, goal-orientated, well-rounded experience for my clients, and it not just being about, hey, I know about the industry, here's what I'm going to say, and you have to do what I say. It's more about, hey, we've got this to do. What do you think? This is what I think. This is where I think you'll go. This is the big picture. We always keep going back on the big picture of where we're going, what we want to be achieving. Does that fit in? Yes. Great. Well, let's do it. Let's put this, that, and the other thing in place, and working as a team to be creating that and connecting other team members to make that happen. Because of that, I've now started to take on not just my full-time management clients, but also doing consults and courses and marketing services that give a well-rounded approach. I think that in educating musicians and elevating brands now to make the most viable product to support the music that they're creating is almost the only way to be creating something that's actually going to be successful and worth the money and investment that we put in. In the podcast, I'm going to be interviewing people across different backgrounds within the music industry about their experience and thoughts on the current music industry. I'm also going to do some episodes on tips and tricks to nailing the business side of your music. And I'm hoping that there might even be some episodes that will answer some of those direct questions that you might have about where should you take your career and what business elements do you need to be implementing. I really want to bring home the fact that in the current music climate and the way that the music industry has now adapted, you cannot treat your music like anything other than a business. It is not going to work. You're not going to be building your career, and you're just going to be wasting your time, somebody else's time in your team, and your money. And why would you actively do that when you know that there are steps to be putting in place to make your music your business and make it your livelihood too?